Chapter 6. Practice makes panic.
We come from the land of the ice and snow from the midnight.
Ed was not falling for Steedbonnet. He had already fallen, head first, tumbling down the hill, jumped out of the plane, completely and utterly gone for him. He had tried to give them some space, to let those stupid feelings fade, to let the hurt from Steed's rejection run its course. He felt the depressive thoughts spiraling in, and he let them. Fuck it. But then, Steed not only called him, but showed up. He didn't try to cheer him up or change him. He just played music. Ed wasn't an idiot. He knew the choices were pretty fucking deliberate. Of all the bangers from Encanto, why pick the one about feeling stressed? He leaned in with Elton, and Ed had seriously considered playing good old-fashioned lover boy, but he already got the message that Stee didn't want him as a lover. Not for real. So he shifted to One Vision. Even knowing that Steed wasn't for him, he did the best to revel in the fun instead. And once Steed left, except that he was going to have his heart utterly broken, but he was going to enjoy the ride while he had it. Of course, there was always Izzy to deal with.
Edward.
Izzy whined.
What the hell are you doing with Bonnet?
Perched on the desk, Ed was fiddling with the guitar to find a melody stuck in his head.
Bit of a fuckery,
he said idly.
You know how it is.
As idly as he was pretending to be, he was laser-focused on Izzy as his eyes narrowed, his voice a raspy growl.
A fuckery? Doing what? Pouncing around with him?
Ed plucked the string again, letting the blue tone thrum around him.
What the fuck is pouncing? What century is it, Izzy?
He turned to look at the short man.
Bonnet has a fan base. Dating him will draw attention. And he's got connections.
What kind of connections?
Izzy looked skeptical, fingers hesitating over a cigarette that Ed knew Iz shouldn't have. He plucked another note, more of a chartreuse.
Friends with a record exec. Gonna get us a meeting.
He raised his eyebrow.
And he's a former lawyer, agreed to represent our interests in the meeting.
Record?
Izzy's whisper growl sounded incredulous.
For originals.
Ed confirmed, swinging his feet to the floor.
Only the thing you've been up my ass about for years.
And are you writing more originals?
Izzy drifted closer, lipping at the cigarette he hadn't yet lit. Ed shrugged and smiled.
Working on it, yeah.
It wasn't even a lie. He'd talked to Steed about it, and all morning he'd been writing lyrics.
I mean, a song about how badly I want to run my hands up perfect legs might not have mass appeal, but write how you feel.
And you're gonna date this man?
Izzy's distaste was obvious. Ed set the guitar aside.
You've suggested I do relationships for buzz before. Done sponsorship shit before.
He folded his arms.
What about this bothers you? He's getting something, I'm getting something. It's a transaction, Iz.
Izzy spent a long moment staring into space, his brain clearly calculating as he thought it through.
All right, Ed, all right. Just don't get your feelings hurt by the idiot, all right?
Already a bit late for that.
Steed, can I talk to you?
Lucius leaned against the door of the workroom where Steed was ever so carefully fitting the last rib into a violin.
5 minutes,
he called, without looking up.
Once this sets, I'll come grab you.
Actually,
he drawled, coming further in.
I just wanted to show you some of the footage I pulled from your jam session.
He produced a tablet and set it in front of Steed.
Seems like you can't leave, so now's as good time as any.
Steed had expected the video to feature Ed's playing, or the contrast of the playing.
Lucius, most of this is us looking at each other.
Uh-huh, and touching. And laughing.
Lucius said, cattily.
So, what's going on?
Steed flushed. Normally he'd have loved the excuse to walk away, but he was stuck holding the repair together.
You were the one who suggested a phony relationship.
Uh-huh. And you're telling me this.
He tapped the edge of the screen.
It's pretend, huh? Then how the two of you look at each other? That's pretend.
Steed felt the flush rise in his cheeks.
Of course he doesn't feel any sort of way towards me.
But how about you?
He skipped the video ahead and paused on Steed looking fondly at Ed. He remembered that. Steed had played something and Ed was describing it like oceanic waves, and then...
Everything you play sounds so soothing anyway. You know, even your voice sounds sweet like candy. Think you could play me anything and sound lovely.
He had blushed, laughed, and told Ed that it was the sweetest praise. Steed blushed, even remembering.
I was surprised by a compliment.
He shrugged.
I haven't had someone flirt with me, and it surprised me.
Lucius made a noise that Steed wasn't sure how to classify.
You're sure this guy, right here, doesn't feel some kind of way about Ed?
Even if he did?
Steed ventured.
I know it's not real, and I'm doing it for a reason.
Lucius sighed.
For Charles.
Steed tentatively released the violin and smiled when the repair held.
Yes. Why don't you like him?
Listen, Steed. If he convinced you to get back in the dating pool, then that's all that matters. And if you guys get together and he treats you right, no problem.
And that doesn't say why you don't like him, Lucius.
He had never known a better judge of character. He wanted to date Charles, but he was also afraid of whatever dirt Lucius had on the man.
His track record doesn't impress me,
Lucius offered finally.
But if he treats you right, then that's all I ask for. And if he doesn't, I'll be there for you. Now then, I want your opinion on this before I post it.
He flicked on the tablet and then showed Steed a post on Twitter. It had Ed and Steed laughing, hands touching. Steed tried to ignore the way they were looking at each other.
What does this caption mean? Watch this space?
Letting everyone know you two have something in the works. Just a teaser. Which reminds me, have you gotten the contact information for whoever runs Ed's media?
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
He reached for his phone and looked at the time.
You know, Ed is coming over for game night tonight. We can get it from him then?
Who else is coming tonight?
He grinned.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a full house. You and Pete will be there, right?
He started picking up his tools and packing things away.
You wouldn't forgive me if we weren't,
Lucius confirmed.
Well, in addition to us four, there's Frenchie, of course. The Swede promised to come and bring Ablescure, which I'm sincerely hoping isn't fish. I invited some of Ed's friends, too. You'll like Annie. She runs the Lighthouse Cafe I told you about. I think she said she was going to bring her fab pastry chef, Roach. Apparently he's roommates with John. Small world, right?
Shit, you're just throwing him in with everyone all at once.
I tried to mix in people he knew, like Annie and Roach, and his band, Ivan and Fang.
He dusted off his hands and smiled at Lucius.
Around 10 or 11 people, I think. I'm headed home shortly to set up the charcuterie, and I've got plenty of alcohol.
Did you get any games?
Lucius joked as they went back to the front of the business.
Oh, of course! Any number of card games, but there's also an easel I borrowed from Mary for Pictionary, and there's Trivial Pursuit as well.
Hi, Steed,
a voice said from the entryway.
Sounds like someone's planning a fun night.
Steed beamed at Charles. He often stopped by on Wednesdays, something that may have been a strategic in deciding on the day for game night.
Charles, lovely to see you. Yes, we're throwing a game night. If you're not busy tonight, you're welcome to join.
Oh, some sort of occasion.
Charles made his way to the piano section, a small smile on his handsome face. Steed found himself wondering how Charles would look with a bit of facial hair. Steed smothered a smile.
I don't know that I would say an occasion, exactly.
He found himself smiling a little.
We've done crew nights before, of course, but tonight is in part to introduce someone.
Don't embarrass me, love.
A familiar accent joked from the door. Steed spun on his toes and smiled widely.
Ed! You know you're rather early.
Steed couldn't resist the wide grin as he went to Ed as fast as he could without actually running. Of course, Ed wasn't exactly waiting either, using his long legs to eat up the distance.
Couldn't stay away.
Ed grinned, wrapping Steed in his arms. Ed, as it turned out, gave lovely hugs, and Steed melted into the embrace a bit.
And I figured it's my job to help set up, right?
Job?
Steed pulled away from Ed a bit and beamed at Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Ed.
Oh, yes. I think we met briefly last week. The guitarist, yes?
Ed chuckled.
I mean, and pianist and bassist and drummer and composer.
Steed didn't want to try to name the awkward feeling in his stomach that came up when Charles minimized Ed.
Actually, he's also the brains behind Blackbeard, and has an enormous following online.
Oh, the heavy metal musician.
Charles smiled a little further.
How interesting. You're working together?
Fuck yeah.
Ed grinned.
I reached out to Steve because I wanted to put crazy Renaissance instruments in heavy metal, and then it turned out he was cute as hell.
Ed put an arm around Steed and smiled at him fondly.
I had to ask him out. We're doing game night tonight to kind of introduce everyone round, low-key.
You should come,
Steed said with a small smile.
You're more than welcome.
Charles cocked his head and smiled.
Oh, well, perhaps I'll stop by. What time?
6:30,
Steed offered.
We're closing up shop and heading right over to get things set up, so you're welcome whenever. Oh!
He turned to Ed with a grin.
I almost forgot. I invited Oluwande. He's from B&B. He's an old friend, but I think you'd get along like a house on fire.
Ed looked startled.
You did? Fuck, I hope I look alright. Hate to make a bad first impression.
Olu's gonna be wasted in an hour, especially if Jim has anything to say about it.
Lucius joked. Steed chuckled and explained.
Olu has a bit of a thing with Jim. They're one of my favourite percussionists. Very talented. I think Jim likes him back, but they also tease him some.
Are you setting out darts?
Lucius asked.
I don't need any more holes in the walls. Jim is an excellent shot, but Olu could miss from a foot away when he's sober, for goodness sake.
Reminds me, I brought some card games. If you're still wrapping up here, I can head over and start setting things out.
Ed offered. His hand trailed from Steed's shoulder down to the small of his back, and Steed tried to control a full-body shiver.
You two may as well head over,
Lucius interrupted them.
I can handle closing up here.
Steed smiled at Lucius and thanked him, before turning to Charles.
You're more than welcome. We could actually use one more person, even up numbers.
I've got a few errands to run, but sure.
Charles smiled. Ed went with Steed to his place. Steed had declined to let Ed help set up, insisting that he was a guest. To be fair, there wasn't a lot of setup. He put together some fancy cheeseboard things and mixed some drinks, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Ed set out games and a bowl for suggestions for Pictionary, complete with the slips of paper and pens.
Feel like I'm not doing shit,
Ed complained.
You're a guest, Ed. You don't need to do anything.
Steed, if you don't let me help, I'm going to just intentionally start making shit worse.
He laughed, that warm sound that Ed adored.
Nope, don't think about that. He wants to use you to seduce another fucking guy, and it's going to work because the guy looked jealous as shit.
I'd hate for you to make things more difficult.
Ed strolled over to the piano, tucked into the corner of the room. Ed preferred the guitar, but the piano had its charms, so he sat and started to run his fingers across the keys.
This looks like an antique.
Well sussed.
Steed smiled at Ed, over his shoulder.
It was my maternal grandmother's, actually. She would brag it's genuine ivory.
Kind of a gross thing to brag about.
Ed commented, letting his fingers pick out a tune.
I always thought so.
Steed chuckled.
It's a lovely instrument, but having parts of dead elephants was my least favourite part of it.
He popped a cork, letting some wine breathe.
Would you like red or white? Or something else?
Whatever you're having.
Ed said, without a thought. He wasn't even aware that Steed had returned until he set down a glass with red wine.
Chopin?
Ed smiled.
Should have known I couldn't sneak it past you. That nocturne is one of my favourites.
He let his fingers slow down to play another familiar melody, this one speaking more to the melancholy he denied feeling when the man he was mad for was trying to seduce someone else. It was coloured like wine and curled about his wrists like a snake as he played.
Bussy?
Excellent ear.
He chuckled, taking a sip of his wine.
And excellent wine.
He added.
To know why I'm surprised, of course you'd pick good wine.
Steed smiled to himself.
Or did I pick one I knew you'd love?
He tapped the glass.
It's a Malbec from Aotearoa.
Good taste.
Ed laughed, taking another sip. Setting the glass down, he twitched fingers on keys.
You have any requests?
Steed's fingers brushed on Ed's shoulder as he leaned down and his lips brushed Ed's cheek.
Anything you want to play, love?
He must have felt Ed turn very stiff under his touch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No bother.
Ed felt his voice was raspy as he responded.
I was just surprised. We might need to talk about that quick. Touches, kisses, that sort of thing. What are you expecting? What are you okay with?
Steed was red when Ed looked at him.
It's more what you're comfortable with, I think.
I was okay with you kissing my cheek.
Ed managed to sound calm. He hoped.
Don't mind pet names, just not a big fan of daddy stuff, you know.
I hate being called baby,
Steed offered.
But otherwise, I don't think I'd mind. No one has ever called me pet names.
So...
Ed turned from the piano to look at the blonde.
If I called you darling, you'd be okay with that?
It wasn't his imagination. Steed turned a lovely red.
Yes, I'd like that.
You know...
Ed purred.
Kiss on the cheek is fine, but what if the occasion calls for more of a kiss?
Oh.
Steed sounded breathless, but stepped a little closer to Ed.
Yes, that might be necessary.
And it would be so awkward for it to be our first kiss in front of others.
Ed scooted closer, letting his hand come up to rest on Steed's hip.
Practice would be prudent.
Steed breathed in response. Ed smiled.
Yes, I guess it would.
Ed let his other hand trail up Steed's arm, and then the blonde leaned down, cupping Ed's face.
Is this all right?
He whispered, inches away from Ed's lips.
Uh-huh.
Ed managed, It was taking all his willpower not to launch himself up at the blonde.
"I'd like to kiss you,"
Steed said, halving the distance again. Ed's eyes closed, and he must have made some sort of sound, but he had no idea what it might have been. But then Steed's lips descended the short distance left, and Ed groaned. Steed's lips were soft, so sweet. The kiss was relatively chaste by Ed's standards. His tongue stayed in his own mouth, but the soft sweetness of Steed's lips rocked him to his core. It might have been a moment or an eon before they separated. Ed was utterly breathless, and when he opened his eyes, all he could see was Steed's hazel eyes, all but glowing, a small smile on his face, and his lips reddened and full.
"Oh,"
was all Steed managed.
"Rather good at that,"
Ed rasped.
"You don't think we could use more practice?"
Ed was ready to pounce on Steed, to grab him and kiss him again and tell him that he wasn't playing, that he wanted Steed for real. But then the doorbell rang, and Steed bounced away and reality crashed down on him.
"He only wants Charles,"
Ed reminded himself.
"This isn't real for him, and you can't let yourself think you can convince him."
But a small, lonely part of Ed wondered, couldn't he just have the little bit of this that he could have? Then, when it was time to part ways, at least he would have this to remember. Even if it hurt like hell. End of chapter. Narration by Collected Noun.
Freaky Flob as Steed.
Cheesecake 3 as Ed.
Jail Trio 5 as Easy.
Apple Sapling as Lucius.
WJ Gravity as Frenchie.
Kate does Podfix as Mary.
Tipsy Kitty as Alma.